did receive my postcard that went out to every head of household, just letting people know that we are having a special election, the dates, and what the question will be on the ballot.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Here today in the town clerk's office to talk about the special election and leading up to the November election. You've got two this year, which less than last year, at least.
Absolutely.
So happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, and thank you for doing this. Always a pleasure, Steve.
You've always got good info. Details that people need to know.
Oh, that's it.
In regards to whatever election is coming. And there's two this year.
Two elections this year. That's right. And so it's a busy year, but like you said, definitely not as busy as last year. It just seemed last year that we would have an election and we'd jump right into the next one. So
you went from the primary.
To the presidential, to the primary.
Yeah.
Right.
To the election. So you had two primaries and two elections.
That's right. It was busy.
It was busy. And then you got your normal other business, dog licenses, annual census, birth registrations,
DBAs,
all kinds of stuff.
Underground storage. Yep, it's busy. It's busy, but that's how we like it. We like to stay busy, right?
You're one of the heartbeats of the town. You get to see everybody as they have important docs to get or file or whatever.
Yes. Love my job.
Of course.
Love people, so it's interesting, when they come in and, people are so happy. They're here to get a birth record or to get married. I actually just married someone right before you walked in.
Uh-huh. Those are happy times.
It's awesome. Awesome. Right. I do love my job. People are so nice. So let's talk elections, Steve.
Yes. So the first one up is the special election to do the override.
That's right.
June 3rd.
June 3rd it is.
There's opportunities to vote on or before June 3rd.
Correct. So in-person early voting, as you may or may not have seen all the signs around town, and you may have received or you did receive my postcard that went out to every head of household, just letting people know that we are having a special election, the dates, and what the question will be on the ballot, and to reach out to us for a vote by mail application or whatever questions you may have. But in-person early voting will start Friday, May 16th. From 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And then we go on to the next week, the 19th, I believe that is, Monday, May 19th, regular business hours. And the only day that we are closed, of course, is Memorial Day. We are closed on May 26th, correct, in observation of Memorial Day. Yeah. But we are open on Saturday, May 24th, from 9 to 3.
On the Memorial Day weekend.
Correct. Ooh. So when everybody's having their hot dogs and their hamburgers, think of us. We'll be here working.
We'll have to come by and say hi.
So just Saturday, though, we'll be enjoying Sunday.
Right.
So that is also the last day to register to vote as well.
Which is also key.
Correct. So that's from, again, 9 to 5. So in-person early voting, 9 to 3. And register to vote 9 to 5.
Right.
A lot of people don't come into the office anymore to register to vote because there are so many other options.
Right, through the state.
Right? Exactly, the state. There are actually kiosks now.
Registry motor vehicle transactions. You can update your records
correct.
That way.
Correct. AAA. I've heard that there are kiosks in malls. I didn't even know that.
Okay.
Have you seen a kiosk in a mall?
I don't go to malls
so
much, so I can't say.
That's probably why I haven't seen them, because I don't go either, but I know it. There are many, many ways to register to vote now, so it's very rare that someone actually comes in here to register to vote. But I will be here until 5 o'clock on May 24th for anybody that may want to register to vote in person and to vote in person as well, again, until 3 p.m.
Yep, and I think that last day to vote in person is that Friday before
May 30th is the last day to vote in person between 8 and 1, and that's a Friday. Now, that's in-person early voting. So we also have absentee. So you will need a reason to vote absentee, and you can vote absentee up until noontime the day before the election.
Correct. Or do vote by mail, send in a registration
card.
So many options. And then the vote by mails can actually be dropped off at the drive-through box or...
Or this one here that leads right into my office. It's right at the entrance to the municipal building to the left, right attached to the building.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly marked. It looks like a slot.
Absolutely. And the ballots drop right into my office here, safe, secure, and it's all good. We'll come in that day, the next day, and record your vote, and you can check to make sure that we did receive your ballot through the state. And all is good.
Right. Then on Monday, June 2nd, you're open, but there's no voting that day?
Correct. There is no voting that day. We will be open June 2nd, but we will be closed on June 3rd. The office will not. We're going to be a little bit busy. Hopefully, you know, get out and vote. We're going to be a little busy, so everybody will be there. We will have one person here just for election
business
only.
Right.
You know, they'll be receiving calls from us.
If any other mail comes through that day,
absolutely,
it still needs to get
correct
into the process.
Correct. So they'll be processing any ballots that come through the mail, any ballots that are dropped off. One of the two drop-off bins. And they'll be here to answer calls as well from people and from us, because we're constantly calling the office if, you know, a voter forgot to register to vote, you know, and they want to know where they're registered to vote. We can let them know.
Right.
And it does happen.
Yeah, and then we'll take the opportunity to step back, because I know in prior recordings we also talked about the security of the state system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not available online on the internet, which
Absolutely.
Is why you have somebody here.
Correct.
So you don't have to run back and forth. You
Correct.
Can just call somebody, because while you have the poll pads, that's a copy of the record at the point in time.
Just the record.
So anything beyond that, you need somebody with access to the terminal, which is only available here in the municipal building.
Absolutely. There's no accessing the state voter registration system from outside of this building.
Right. And I think we mentioned before, I can attest to that, because I came to Massachusetts, back to Massachusetts, having grown up in Rhode Island,
right.
to install that system once upon a time, and met Debbie Pellegrin and 350 others at the time.
Yeah, and even still, I mean, even during COVID, right? Everybody was home working from home. We were here in the office, because you cannot work from home on the system.
The service is only permissioned for this particular
place.
That's right. It's point to point.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of other technical details. If people want to know,
we won't get into that.
That's contact me.
That's
not
right.
germane to our discussion, because we're just talking about the details around the ins and the outs, registering, voting, ballot requesting, et cetera, et cetera.
So once again, in-person early voting beginning May 16th, that's Friday, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. We go through May 19th and the 20th. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
Is that Saturday?
We are open until 3.
For voting.
For voting, and then 5 for voter registration. So after 5 o'clock, you'll have to register to vote through the state.
Online.
I can still accept them until midnight, but after midnight, we're shut down.
After midnight on the 24th.
Correct.
Okay.
After midnight on the 24th, we cannot accept any new voter registration for the special election on June 3rd.
Yeah, and one other thing just to mention while we're at it, some people think, that they need to kind of register all the time.
No.
As long as you're active, your registration stays active.
Correct.
It's primarily the new people moving in or shifting from another location. Those are the ones that need to register and at least change their record, assuming they were elsewhere in Mass, to be voting in Franklin.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so last day to register to vote. And then again, we are closed on Monday, May 26th in observation of Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And then vote absentee the day before the election, which is that Monday up until noontime,
June 2nd.
And then we're shut down. Please do not bring, if you requested a ballot by mail, do not bring that to the election. We can't take that in at the election. You have to drop it off here at the town hall. It has to go into our voter registration system.
As a cast ballot through a formal process tracking system.
Correct. Now, if you didn't return your ballot and you requested an absentee or a vote by mail ballot, you can most certainly go and vote in person at the high school on June 3rd.
As long as you haven't already voted, you can certainly vote.
That's right, and I'll know if you voted. So yes. Once we get that ballot in, it's recorded in the state system, in the voter registration system. And, the system tells us that you have voted. You can only cast that one vote. By all means, if you did not vote on that ballot that you requested, please go vote on June 3rd in person at the high school.
Right. And then if they did have that absentee or vote by mail, and if they are going to go in person, they can just tear it up, securely destroy it.
Just rip it up.
Right.
Yep. Again, there are signs throughout town that let you know that we are hosting in-person early voting and vote by mail as well. You do need to request a application to vote by mail, so please reach out to us. Go on the state site, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, request an application. You can actually fill it out right online.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email and I'll email you the application. Many ways to get the vote by mail application as well.
Right.
So there's no excuse not to vote these days.
No. And I believe the Secretary of Commonwealth, which certainly controls all the elections from the state, they also have, you can check your status. So if there are any questions, you can put in your appropriate details and they'll come back and say, oh, yes, you are registered. This is the precinct, wherever you are registered. If it's not Franklin, then you need to make some changes.
Absolutely. That's right. Very easy. So that's vote by mail, in-person early voting, election day. Specimen ballots have all been posted. The constable picked everything up. I did inform the public that I have been all over town. And I have met with the seniors to let them know that we are hosting a special election.
Right.
Because it is a special election.
Senior housing facilities.
Correct. Right. I've gone to the local senior housing facilities, the Enclave, the Forge Hill,
Magnolia Heights.
I was there last week.
Mm-hmm.
I registered seniors to vote. And everybody should now be informed that we are hosting a special election. And we sent all those cards out as well.
To all the ones you already had registered.
That's right. I sent them actually out to every head of household.
Every head of household, period.
Correct.
Which they at least registered as far as the census is concerned. We know they're here.
I did was, even to catch people who are not registered in our system, because we have over 1,400 vacant properties. And you and I know that we do not have 1,400 vacant properties in Franklin.
Right.
Okay. What does that mean? That means people are not registering with the town clerk's office when they move into town.
Right.
So I try to catch them by sending out current resident of that address,
right?
So if I put a specific name on there on a census, it gets kicked back. They can't leave it. If I have current resident, then it will be delivered to that person who lives at that address.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did with the cards as well.
Sure. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. If somebody's receiving it and they've got name on it, or somebody in the name in the household, then technically you're registered, at least in some part.
Correct.
And if it says current, call the office, because your odds are not registered.
That's right. So you're not registered as, number one, a resident, and you're not registered as a voter. Get in contact with us, fill out that census form, get registered to vote. It's very important that when you do move into Franklin, that you come and see us. We do try to catch people, like I said. So we'll send out a census to the current resident,
mm-hmm.
because we don't always have their names, right? So hopefully they'll fill that out. If they do not, we'll continue with the second mailing and a third mailing. I mean, after the fifth mailing, we just don't bother because there's the intent isn't there.
Right.
They're not going to register as a resident for whatever
that's
purpose they have. That,
yeah.
Yep, that's, well.
Yeah.
You should register, but
right.
Your choice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Steve, we have about 25,784 registered voters. 25,784 with a total population of 33,645.
Which is down slightly,
so
I think.
It is like, down slightly.
Yeah, it was like 33,000 plus higher.
So, as you can see here, back in January, we were 34,003.
Right.
And then it's gone down. And right now, we're at 33,645.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we do have 1,400 vacant properties.
Correct.
So if anybody
vacant
out there is listening, exactly, there are not 1,400 vacant properties in Franklin.
No.
So if anybody's listening and you don't remember receiving a census or if it's sitting on your dining room table to current resident,
mm-hmm.
it's probably because you are not registered.
We covered a lot of detail.
We did. Tomorrow we'll be testing the ballots as well, right? 9 a.m. So anybody that wants to come and watch, we will be up in the council chambers,
May 6th, 9 a.m.
Tomorrow, right? May 6th.
Because having participated, I believe what you do is you take, because now you've only got the one question, you just do some
number. We're going to do 25. We're going to do 25 per precinct.
Run through each of the precinct boxes. So we've got 9 precincts.
Correct.
Because after the 2020 census, we went from 8 to 9.
That's right.
So you'll process the 25 through the 9 precincts, run the tabulators, run the tallies, make sure they were zeroed, make sure they say 25, at least in the total, depending upon how you were testing the system.
That's right.
And that's the test process.
That's it. You're really good at this, Steve.
I listen to a lot of meetings. I try to condense it, and I've had some practice.
Yep, you're in every one of those testings, too, right?
Almost.
So, yeah, pretty much that's it, you know. So it'll probably take us about an hour, so it won't take long at all.
No, because you've gone maybe 90 minutes when you've had multiple ballots.
Correct.
Right, but only one ballot, one question, it should be much simpler.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if you saw our new fancy tabulator holder that one of our wardens made for us.
Yes, I think
you had it the last time.
Yes,
makes it a lot easier. So thank you, Carl, for that.
Yep.
And so it'll be quicker.
Yeah.
It'll be
We'll have to follow up on it because I know some people have suggested he should patent it and offer it to other clerks who may be using that.
So true. We're fortunate to have the wardens and the election workers that we do have.
Right.
So
all of which, by the way, are all officially appointed for this particular election.
Correct.
And I'm assuming most of them would carry through for November, but you may also add people, change people. Life happens.
Exactly. Right. So we will have them ratified again prior to the November election. You know, some of them that may not be on this election schedule. And so we'll have a bunch of them here working in-person early voting. Same setup that we did with the presidential and the state primary. It saved me a lot of money having it here at the municipal building instead of having it at the high school.
Well,
and it worked perfectly. It worked perfectly.
Well, and it saved the high school for disruption for that,
two-week
period.
Well, they were having Sadie Hawkins there, too, so
right.
they were going to have to find another location.
Ouch.
I couldn't do that to the kids.
No.
You know,
no.
I mean, and that's it. Taking over the high school for 2 full weeks, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. No gym classes.
The gymnasium is a rather busy place.
It certainly is. You know, sporting events. So it worked here.
Yep.
So now we know that if we can do a presidential here, in-person early voting, we can certainly do a local election and a special election.
Sure.
So, and people were patient, you know. We really didn't even have many lines.
I would think there'll be less lines because at least historically, the presidential generally gets like an 80%+ turnout.
Right.
For a ballot election like this one, an override dollar, it's 40% or so. So
we had over 11,000 the last special election.
Right.
right? So that was that was good, I thought, anyways.
Yes. Well, 11,000 on the 24,000 at the time, so that's the 40%.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm hoping that, you know, we'll get a lot of activity here at the municipal building during in-person early voting, and then obviously on June 3rd at the high school gymnasium.
Go through the community door. There'll be signage. There'll be marks.
Absolutely. And if you need a wheelchair, just give me a call. I will gladly go out there with the wheelchair, and we'll get you in there to vote. We have our handicap machine all set up, and we'll be ready to roll.
Yep. And then after this, then you'll have more time to plan, because then you still have to, I think, the nomination papers come out generally around August 1 or thereabouts?
Correct. So I will be, I haven't set a date yet. Like I said, you know, I like to get through one election
one
before I start the next, right? So yeah, I'll probably put out the papers around August 1st. What is that, Paul?
Wherever that falls.
So that's a Friday. So we may do it that Friday. That way you'll have the weekend to get signatures. Mm-hmm. And so on to the next.
Yes. And then November, local election, town council, school committee.
Planning board.
And
Town clerk.
Yes. And you differ to the extent that yours is a four-year term.
Correct.
So four years ago. 2021 was your prior election.
I cannot even believe it's
four
been
years.
Four
where
years,
to go?
Right? I can't believe it. Time just flies. Yeah. Flies. Yeah. When you're having fun,
especially
right?
Especially when you're having fun.
That's right. No, it's wonderful. So yes, I will be on the ballot, and should be interesting. We'll see. So town council, school committee, board of health, planning board, constables, myself. Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think there are certainly over 200 volunteers, and most of them are appointments. But, yeah,
correct.
There are some elected board committee positions.
But we'll talk about that when we
more
get closer to that election,
road.
Right?
More details down the road, yes.
Plus, I always love meeting with you, Steve, so.
We have some fun.
We sure do. And I appreciate it.
Well, it's important. So thank you for taking time to do so.
Thank you for always being there for us. You're
the source of info for how to, when, or what to vote for the ballots, etc. The how-tos and the town information, you don't handle.
No, I do not.
Right.
Ask me election questions, and I will gladly answer them. Please call me if you have any questions, but anything regarding the question needs to be addressed to Jamie,
school committee, town council,
correct.
Others.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone but me.
You can certainly ask me. I tend to share the info. I won't tell you how to vote. I'll tell you when and the times and the details like you do.
That's right.
That's about it.
That's right. So don't forget, June 3rd, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Be there. And cast your vote.
Cast an informed vote on or before June 3rd.
That's right.
Right. Thank you again for doing this.
Thank you, Steve, for doing this.
And we do this because
we
Franklin
care.
Matters.
And we care.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.